Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet 1-4. And this Mishnah is also talking about layers in your Schach, and actually will be the central Mishnah which defines what constitutes kosher Schach. So the Mishnah actually sets down the principle, which I think is pretty well known, which says, I'm reading the second word of the Mishnah first, Zeh HaKlal, the principle is, and I'm going to skip some words here, Kol Davar She'enu Mekabel Tumah V'Gidul Min Ha'aretz, anything which doesn't, which is impervious to becoming tame and grew from the ground, Mesach and Bo, you can use as Schach. Those two criteria. Grew from the ground, not Mekabel Tumah. The Mishnah will emphasize that there's actually a third criterion to make Schach kosher. So to speak, we could restate the principle as kosher Schach needs to meet three criteria. Number one, it grew from the ground. Number two, this is the new one, it's no longer attached to the ground. And number three, it can't be Mekabel Tumah. So the Mishnah comes to bring that point out by saying, Hidla Aleha Esa Gefen, if over your sukkah you draped like a grapevine, Vesa Dalas, or vines from like some kind of gourd or pumpkin that's growing. Again, the idea is large leaves, long vines, or Vesa Kisom, or you put a kisom, and actually the proper gears are probably is kisos, but your Mishnah, I'm sure it says kisom. But in any case, kisom or kisos is ivy. So again, vines, big leaves, and you're draping them over your sukkah to make schach. The problem is that this vine is still attached to the ground, so then it's not kosher. And even if you then put schach on top of it, the sika chagalba, if you put schach on top of the vine, still psula, your sukkah is not kosher. Because the layer of attached to the ground vine is schach basel, no good, not so different from the layer of the sheet in the previous Mishnah. Now, if, however, you make a tarovus, a mixture that constitutes both schach kasher and pasel, meaning the detached from the ground schach that's combined with the attached to the ground schach in such a way that it's like a mixture, so then, as the Mishnah says, Vimhaya sikuch harbe mehen, if the majority of the mix is kosher schach, that is to say, you mix it up in such a way that it's not nikar, it's not evident, someone standing at a distance from the sukkah, that you've got, you know, which is the attached, which is the detached, it's all one big mix of green. So then, assuming you've now got a majority of kosher schach, I'll stick to that pshat, that's the pshat I strongly prefer, meaning that then that's been the case, that's going to be kosher. As a mixture, you can do that. You're actually allowed to sort of take the vine and mix it in with the other kosher schach. Osha ketzatzan, or plan B, if you don't want to mix it up, you have two layers, one of vines and one of kosher schach, but your kotzetz, you cut the vine, meaning you now it's no longer attached to the ground, so then kasher, then your sukkah is kosher. Now, although it did say you can either mix it together or cut it, detach the vine from the ground and make the schach kosher, that requires a few caveats. Okay, let me talk about the second case first, the most basic caveat. It's true that if you detach the vines from the ground, now the vines constitute kosher schach. But there's a separate rule, which is what I'll call the tasev lo mina asli rule. The verse says in Devarim, it says, Chag hasukos ta'ase lecha shivas yamim, you will make for yourself from the holiday of Sukkot, you'll make the sukkah for 7 days, but it says ta'ase, you'll make. So the drasha is you will make the schach and not min ha'asu. You won't make a dwelling beneath some existing schach. So your classic case of violating ta'asev lo min ha'asui, of violating that idea is, let's say you had a haystack and you hollowed out the haystack and live inside the haystack. So now what's above you is hay and that's kosher schach. The problem is that first you had this schach and then you turned it into a dwelling place beneath it. You didn't have a dwelling place which you covered with schach. So that's called min ha'asu. It came from already made and that will not be kosher. So here too, if you first had the vines draping over and someone said, oh, that sukkah is not kosher because of the vines, you say, oh, I'll just cut them. So that alone isn't good enough. You'll have to essentially wiggle those vines, or at least, you know, basically lift them a tefach off the ground and put them back off the roof, I should say, and then put them back down again to re-put them. So then you've like re-put the kosher schach, and that stops from being min ha'asui in a pre-existing roof that you made a dwelling point with pasul schach. Now you've got a living place, your sukkah, and then you put kosher schach back on it. So that's essential for it to work. As far as the first case goes, That you have to have a majority of the kosher schach mixed with a minority of the invalid attached to the ground vine. So we're requiring that you mix them together to make it not nikar, not evident that it's a, you know, which is the kosher, which is the not kosher. Now you might ask yourself, you're familiar with the rule of tarovus of mixtures, that if you have a mixture that contains elements that are both kosher and not kosher, or iser and heter, permitted and forbidden, so the halachic status of the mixture goes after the majority, midoraisa, assuming there's no transfer of taste, which there's certainly not in this scenario here, whatever it is. So you got if you got kosher jelly beans and not kosher jelly beans mixed together, so as long as the majority of the jelly beans are kosher, you can eat from the mixture. But you're not allowed, there's a rule, ein mevatlin iser lecharchila, you can't say if some not kosher jelly beans fall onto your kosher jelly beans, you can't just say, oh, I'll just mix them all up and it'll be fine. No, you have to pull the top layer off. You can't just mix them up and make it disappear. That's a rule called ein mevatlin iser lecharchila. You can't, from the outset, go and make the forbidden component, the iser, disappear. So how come we're saying, listen, you got a layer of ivy and you got a layer of kosher palm fronds, the ivy's attached to the ground. So we're saying, oh, you can just kosherize it by mixing it all up together and you'll have a mixture of mostly kosher schach, and that's going to be okay. Why don't we say, ein mevatlin iser lecharchila, you can't go and just make the ivy bottle to make it disappear. The answer is because the ivy is not iser. There's nothing forbidden about the ivy. It's just that it's not valid as a covering for your sukkah to make it a kosher sukkah. There's nothing forbidden about it per se. And that being the case, the rule of ein mevatlin iser lecharchila doesn't apply over here. Just simply making a tarovas, which is legitimate and will work, and that's going to be fine. How do we know these rules that we're about to set forth about the schach has to be growing from the ground and detached from the ground and not makabel tumah to be kosher? It's based on the pasuk itself I just started reading to you. Chag ha-sukkos ta'aseh lecha shivas yamim. You make the sukkah holiday for 7 days. What do you make that sukkah with? The pasuk continues on. Ba'asapcha migarancha umiyekvecha. From the gatherings, the gleanings, the picking up, the leftovers from your goren, that's your threshing floor where you thresh the wheat, separating the wheat kernels from the chaff, and the yekev, which is the wine press where you take all the grapes and you press them and get the wine, leaving behind a bit of vines and grape skins, etc. So the point is, you're taking this leftovers from the agricultural process, the stalks of wheat and the bits of vine and everything, and throwing that on your sukkah, that's your kosher schach. So from there it's understood that these things are the examples of what we're looking for in terms of kosher schach, things that grow from the ground. They're not makabel tumah, they don't accept tumah, and they're no longer attached to the ground. And that's what the Mishnah says now explicitly here. The Mishnah says, zeh haklal, the principle when it comes to schach, what makes schach kosher is, kol shu makabel tumah, if it's something that is susceptible to tumah, then it will not be okay. Ein mesach in bo. So for example, you cannot use an apple or some celery as your schach. Why not? Because celery grew from the ground and it's attached from the ground, but the point is celery is food. And given that it's ochel, food, ochel is one of the four categories of things that do receive tumah. They're tumah susceptible, along with adam, kalim, and mashkin. So since ochel and food is makabel tumah, even potentially makabel, it doesn't mean that this, you know, your this particular celery may not be tame yet, may not have had hechsher, not be, you know, in its current state, be tumah susceptible. But since celery can become tame under certain circumstances, it's not valid as sechach. And similarly, ve'en gedulim in ha'aretz, if you have something which didn't grow from the ground, so that means, for example, if you have a rock or a, I don't know, a shirt or something, animal hides, better example, animal hides, so those cannot be used as schach. I said a shirt's not a good example, because in truth, if a shirt's, they say, made out of cotton, so it grew from the ground, but it's makabel tumah, so that'd be the first problem. In any case, so shirts, animal hides, rocks, and fruit and vegetables, all those things are not kosher, because either they didn't grow from the ground or they are makabel tumah, and therefore, ein mesach in bo, you can't use them as schach. However, v'chol davar she'einu makabel tumah, as I read in the beginning of the Mishnah to you, any item that is not susceptible to tumah, v'gedula min ha'aretz, and it grew from the ground, and I should add that it's no longer attached to the ground, then mesachin bo, you can use it as schach.